From Spark and Anvil, an Ensemble Quest, this is Welcome in Chapter 1 of the Ensemble Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The rehearsal room had gone loud and fast, and one small painter had gone still. Welcome noticed from across the room. She was a dove tween, cream soft with gray wingtips, and she was very good at noticing the quiet ones. The painter, a mouse kid named Pharaoh, had stopped adding to the big shared mural 20 minutes ago. His brush sat dry in his paw, his shoulders had folded inward, and he was staring at a spot on the floor like it owed him something. Nobody else had noticed. The others were laughing, swapping colors, talking over each other. The mural was getting louder and brighter without him. Welcome didn't call across the room. She didn't announce anything. She just picked up a small card she always carried, a drawing of an empty chair, and crossed the floor slow and easy, the way you walk toward a bird you don't want to startle. She crouched near Pharaoh. She didn't touch him. She set the card face up on the bench where he could see it, and she waited a breath. "I've got your spot on the mural," she said quietly. "Right there by the blue part. It'll wait for you. No rush at all." Pharaoh didn't look up, but his ears twitched toward her. "You don't have to come back yet," Welcome said. "Whenever you're ready. And if it's not today, that's all right too. I'll keep the spot." Then she stood, gave him a small nod he didn't have to answer, and stepped back to give him room. She didn't hover, she didn't watch. She let the door stay open and turned her attention elsewhere so he could choose without an audience.
Welcome had learned to do that because once, no one had done it for her. She'd grown up in a dovecote village where the flock did everything together, long, loud loops through the evening sky, all of them wheeling and calling. She'd loved it. Until the evening, it got to be too much. Too many wings, too much noise, too much everything pressing in at once. Her chest had gone tight and buzzing, and she'd peeled off from the flock and landed alone on a fence post, breathing hard, needing the quiet. When she finally flew home, the flock had already decided something about her without asking. "She left," they said. "She didn't want to be with us." And after that, they stopped saving her a perch. When she tried to rejoin a loop, they tightened up and closed the gap. Not cruelly, they just didn't make room anymore. Welcome had spent a whole miserable season believing the drift was her fault. That needing a break had cost her the flock forever. It was her grandmother who said it right. The old dove found her sulking on the fence post and settled beside her, unbothered. "You went quiet because you needed to," she said. "That's not leaving. That's a bird catching her breath." She looked out at the flock. "A flock that punishes the ones who step out isn't really a flock, little one. It's just a group that got scared of anyone being different." She nudged Welcome gently. "The trick isn't never drifting. Everybody drifts. The trick is being the one who keeps the door open." Something loosened in Welcome's chest that day. The heavy, embarrassed, "I ruined it" feeling finally had somewhere to go. Drifting wasn't a failure. It never had been.
She walked to Ensemble Quest at 12, because a place that made things together ought to know what to do when someone goes quiet. Choir, the old mentor who ran the workshops, met her at the door and asked her one thing. "What is invitation and repair?" Welcome didn't explain it. She showed it. There was a young rehearser sitting off in the corner of the entry hall, half turned away, clearly having drifted out of whatever was happening inside. Welcome walked over, set her little chair card down beside them, said something too soft for choir to hear, and stepped back. A minute later, the rehearser got up on their own and drifted back toward the group. No push, no pull, just an open door they chose to walk through. Welcome came back to the gate. "That," she said, "when someone drifts out, you don't chase them and you don't forget them. You just keep a chair for them and let them know it's there."
Choir was quiet a moment, watching the rehearser rejoin the others like nothing had ever been wrong. "You belong here," he said.
Welcome's workshop was where the ensemble learned what to do about the quiet ones. One afternoon, a group came in to build a shared song, and it went the way groups often go. The loudest three took over, and a fourth, a shy fox kid, slowly stopped offering ideas. By the end, she turned her stool a little away and gone silent. "Stop a second," Welcome said. She tilted her head at the group. "Where's Vel?" They looked around, surprised. "She's right there." "She's here," Welcome agreed. "But she drifted out a while ago, and none of you noticed." She said it without any blame in it. That happens. Maybe it got too loud. Maybe she needed a minute to think. That's not her failing you. That's just information. She turned to the fox kid. She didn't demand anything. She just held up the chair card. "I'd love your ear on the bridge part. Whenever you're ready. No rush." Vel hesitated. Then, quietly, "The bridge felt too fast." "Then we slow it down," Welcome said simply. "Not finally. Not where were you. Just, here's the door. Come on through." The group shifted to make room, and Vel turned her stool back around. "That's the whole move," Welcome told them afterward. "Drifting is not a failure. Inviting is the move. When somebody goes quiet, notice it. Keep them a chair and let them come back with their head up. A group that lets people drift off for good and never invites them back?" She shrugged gently. "That's not an ensemble anymore. That's a clique, and nobody feels safe in one of those."
Later, when the room had emptied, Vel came back for one more question. She was calmer now, but curious. "How'd you know I'd left?" she asked. "I was still sitting right there." Welcome thought about the fence post and the buzzing chest and the season she'd spent thinking it was all her fault. "Because I've done it," she said. "I know the feeling from the inside, that pulling in when it all gets to be too much, and then that awful, heavy sureness that you've wrecked it and can't come back." She smiled a little. "So now, when I see someone go still, I don't feel annoyed at them. I feel it with them, and I just want them to know the chair's still there." Vel nodded slowly. "That's the honest thing about a good group," Welcome said, softer now. "It's not that nobody ever drifts. Everybody drifts. It's that when you finally look up, tired, embarrassed, sure you've been forgotten, the door's just standing open and somebody saved you a seat, and it's the lightest, safest feeling in the world." She watched something unknot in Vel's shoulders, the same way it had once unknotted in her own. And for a moment, neither of them said anything, and it felt quietly like belonging.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Welcome. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.